suddenly. Without warning, Anka was caught totally by surprise when the most beautiful bird he had ever seen swooped so low over their heads that he had to quickly dive to the ground for fear of being hit. Having no time to recover, the bird flew down once again, as powerful as any jet plane, to skim past so close they felt a gush of air rustle their coats.
Yow! Is this how he greets everyone? Is it safe to get up, or are we about to get bombed again?
No, you can get up. He will rest in this tree soon.
What kind of bird is he, apart from one with attitude?
He's known as Captain and rules over all the airspace of Rutland Water. Without him, none of us would feel quite as safe during the summer. The house has the greatest respect for him.
He is an osprey, Anka. One of the finest birds you will ever meet. Very regimented, and he likes everything to run like clockwork. So it would be inadvisable to ever keep him waiting. We will need to be patient, I'm afraid, and wait until he is ready to see us. His daily routine is as important to him as breathing is to us.
Ah! There he is, up there.
Gun-ho, Badger Old Man. Frightfully good to see you again. What? Just need to complete a final lap clockwise before I retire for this morning's exercise. See you in a mo. Toodle pip.
If ever there was a flying clock, then Captain was that. By 6 o'clock sharp, he would rise and carry out his morning drill, comprising of flexing his wings by precision flying and catching succulent fish for his family. 12 noon was always the much-needed rest he needed before duty called again at 3 o'clock, when he would then inspect and carry out his secret surveillance work around the water and report back to Badger. At 4 o'clock, precisely, he would bring fish home again for supper and be asleep not a minute past 10 o'clock. Each year, he would bid farewell to his friends in September, but without fail grace the skies again in March and begin the necessary refurbishment work on his holiday home in preparation for his wife to join him. Most certainly, the most reliable clock ever.
Okay, Roger, reading you loud and clear. Cruising at an altitude of 300 feet with constant speed of 36 miles per hour. Fish at 3 o'clock with an estimated dive speed of 47 miles per hour. On target. Mission accomplished. Signing off for now. Roger and out.
Oh, get in. What a bird. Are you watching, Arthur? That is what you should aspire to, buddy. That is warrior flying at its best.
I've had to change my priorities recently. Being your minder has become quite time-consuming, Anka. And actually, I had already changed my allegiance from warrior to being a crusader some time ago. But everything's changed again now. And as I say, I feel I have a ministerial duty to help you right now. It will be necessary for me to report back to the house soon and reaffirm my position as the Southwest Crow MP. And I want to go back in a blaze of glory.
You mean that the Right Honourable Bird wants to crow about me?
Very funny.
Little did Arthur know, but his absence in the house had divided the Crow MPs into two distinctive parties. On one side, there were those who believed that Arthur was too cowardly to return and be branded a liar, and demanded his replacement immediately. The other party believed that a respectful period of mourning should be honoured, as Arthur had clearly come to harm and been killed by the big black cat.
Thank you for seeing us at short notice, Captain. I know your time is precious, sir.
Oh, never too busy to see an old friend, or what? Good grief, Badger. One should always make time to see those important to us. Feelings of regret are hard to recover from, you know. Get my meaning? What? Now, how can I help you, old man?
I'd like to introduce Onkar to you, sir. For years he has been held captive by the Tors, but somehow managed to escape. He arrived at Rutland Water a few days ago, exhausted, but happy to have found sanctuary. However, his arrival has now put our water and us in great danger, for I am sure it won't be long before the Tors, perhaps aided by the Seablees, will come to seek him out, and they won't stop at anything until they find him.
What? Oh, man! Why didn't you tell me, Arthur? I must go, buddy. Sorry, guys. This isn't your fight. I'll get off. You take care all, yeah?
My good chap, you will go nowhere. What would the world be like if we started to turn away from those in true need of help? Not the kind of world I want to live in, that's for sure. What? No, indeed. You must stay, but what is needed is a workable plan and a jolly good strategy. What? And teamwork. Teamwork, of course, that's vital. So let me think. Right, Badger, I will set flight at 1400 hours and notify the RWAC of my instructions and plan.
RWAC?
Rutland Water Animal Committee.
Ah.
Then you must take...
Onkar, sir.
Yes, quite. Onkar. Take Onkar on a journey to meet every member of the committee. Young man, there is nothing I say that cannot be overcome to provide safety and security to everyone if we all work together. Do you understand?
You bet. I can't thank you enough, buddy.
Sir, Onkar.
Sir. I mean, I can't thank you enough, sir. Sir.
Good man, what? Right then, Mustache, need to be home by 11:58 at the latest. All good with you, Badger?
Yes, sir, all good.
Spiffing, toodle, pip.